It's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And down at the University of Utah, it is Earth Week this week. And do you know why they do Earth Week this week instead of next week on Earth Day?
I was wondering about this, Chris.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, and
jump
hopefully
in the gun.
Julia will back me up on this. They're doing it because next week is finals week or near finals week. And apparently those are pretty important.
It turns out. The students are busy studying.
Students are in full anxiety mode. Right, Julia? Julia Case joins us.
Yep, absolutely right.
Julia Case, she is a sophomore down at the University of Utah. And correct me if I got confirm this. You're majoring in chemistry, correct?
Correct.
And you also have a minor or a double major in environmental sustainability.
Yep, it's a double major, environmental and sustainability studies.
Okay, so we're gonna circle back to that in a little bit and talk about why you decided to pursue those two majors. But first, let's talk about what's happening with respect to Earth Week down at the University of Utah. You have a number of events that you are engaged in one form or another. Share with us what's happening starting today.
Yeah, so Earth Week kicks off today. At 1:30 p.m., we have a tree tour on campus. Tree Campus USA does a great job. They've done it for us in the past. It's very cool because the University of Utah is actually the only place in the state that is home to every tree native to the state of Utah.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So we take a look at that.
How many?
Tomorrow is...
Oh, hold on.
Sorry.
Let me ask you. Do you know how many trees, or maybe now you know, how many trees are native to the state?
I don't know that number off the top of my head, actually.
Well, right. Neither do I, Julia, so we'll find that one out for next week.
And Nell is supposed to know these. We're going to say probably dozens. Well, if it's... All right, so you're going to find that out, and you're going to loop back with me, because that's really fascinating. But if you want to learn all about the native tree species in the state, just go to the University of Utah campus.
Are there also historic trees of any kind that are included
that have been
in this
there
tour?
For hundreds of years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. We have placards up around a lot of our tree species, and some of them have some information. So it's very cool to just walk around campus and see what else is out there.
Okay, so that starts today. When is that? Today?
1:30 p.m. today.
1:30 to take a tour. All right, and then what goes on tomorrow?
Yeah, so from 10 to 2.
Say that one more time. We lost you for
a
second there.
What happens?
Sorry. EarthFest is taking place tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is just, we have more than 30 groups coming from on campus and just around the Salt Lake Valley related to sustainability. And then students can just walk around and see all the great efforts going on locally with regards to sustainability.
Are you involved, or will you be part of a table of some activity?
Yeah, I'll be helping oversee ASUU student government's table, and another student group I'm involved in, the Food Recovery Network, will be there as well.
Student Recovery Network, okay.
I want to ask about that.
All right, go right ahead.
Did you say Food Recovery
Network?
Food Recovery Network, that's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. Food Recovery Network. Yeah. Well, you've got to explain what that's about.
Yeah, so we go into the Union Kitchen and the Heritage Center Kitchen, kind of the two main food hubs on campus, and we repackage the leftover food, and we take it to the local food pantries and homeless shelters.
Wow.
Exactly.
Very
in
cool.
Unison. So is that somebody's doing that every day?
We do it every Friday, so just at the end of the week.
Okay. So how much food and what type of food are we talking about?
It really varies week to week. Sometimes when they have big catering events and there's a lot left over, that's awesome. Sometimes we get, you know, really nice meat and stuff, and sometimes it's more, you know, a lot of rice. So it can really vary.
Okay. And again, where does that go to?
So recently we've been working with a couple different local food pantries. Rescue Mission Salt Lake is one that we've been working with recently.
Okay.
I mean, we've talked about, you know, food waste on the show before. Yeah. It's like, I think it's 40% of food goes to waste in the U.S. So it's always cool to hear about some local efforts to repurpose some of that and put it to good use.
Right, because otherwise, yeah. Where is it going to go? It's going to go to the landfill, or maybe mm-hmm. if there's some type of composting operations nearby that you could send some of this food to. But I know when I was in college, there was a lot of food wasted, partially because of the quality, let's call.
Okay.
But maybe that's changed these days. But still, that's a great program that you're involved, the Food Recovery Network. All right, so that's just one of the many tables that are going to be at the EarthFest activities tomorrow from 10 to 2 p.m. So on Thursday, you have a speaker coming to town. And who is that?
Yeah, we're really excited. Dr. Arlene Bloom is coming from UC Berkeley. She's quite an amazing person. She's done some biophysical chemistry research and has actually found flame retardants found in a lot of household items that have since been removed.
Mm-hmm.
She is the executive director of the Green Science Policy Institute, so she's been really working, you know, at the intersection of scientific research and political advocacy for environmental change.
Wow, okay. And when is she giving her talk?
She will be on campus Thursday at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., okay.
And so she's really focused on environmental health, right? So you mentioned like the flame retardants that are involved in a lot of our household products. Is that still the main focus? And will that be the focus of her talk?
It's kind of, it'll definitely be part of it. So she'll be talking about her research and the policy work that her institute does. So definitely heavy on environmental health. But also she'll be talking about her mountaineering expeditions. She's quite an accomplished mountaineer, led the first all-American and all-female ascent of Annapurna in the Himalayas and the first all-female ascent of Denali. So she'll be talking about that as well.
All right. So that's tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock at the Gould Auditorium. So you can go online and find out where that auditorium is. Arlene Bloom, Dr. Arlene Bloom. All right. So that's Thursday. And by Friday, it should stop snowing and raining down there. So what's happening then?
So we don't have anything on Friday because we have fewer students on campus that day, but we do have a second event on Thursday. We'll be showing a documentary at 6 p.m.
Oh, and what's that about?
Yeah, so Eating Animals is the name of the documentary. It's supposed to be really good, narrated by Natalie Portman, actually, kind of talking about food justice in that regard.
Okay. So that's a documentary, and I can go online and find out its location and its time, et cetera, get the details on that. So you take the Friday off, but you'd have one more day of events on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is our spring extravaganza. We're working with another branch of student government. They put on this event. It's more of just welcoming spring in and really targeted for non-traditional students with families. So we'll be helping out there, kind of monitoring the recycling there, making that event as sustainable as we can.
Fantastic. All right. So all of this happening starting today.
I wish I could go to the tree tour today.
I know. Me too. That would be really – I'm going to try to go to see Dr. Bloom on Thursday at 2 to 3:30. So lots of great stuff. Again, we're speaking with Julia Case. She is a sophomore at the University of Utah, where she's double majoring in chemistry and environmental sustainability. And that's one reason why we wanted Julia to join us, because not only is she taking classes in environmental sustainability, but she's also a member of, if we got this right, the University of Utah's Board of Sustainability. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what does that board do? What do you do on that board?
Yeah, so we are a branch of student government, the Sustainability Board. So in the spring, our biggest project is Earth Week. In the fall, our biggest project is Recycle Rice Eccles. So we go and help recycle at all the tailgates preceding the football game.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so you're doing recycling amongst the tailgaters at the football game, and so that's a lot. I'm going to guess a lot of plastic cans and glass. How much of that?
Those are the big three.
So how much are you collecting?
Last season we collected around 2,000 pounds. Next season we'll hope to do even more.
or maybe less. Maybe isn't that ultimately the goal, to try to get to also educate tailgaters on, I guess, the impacts associated with using a lot of plastics and a lot of throwaway containers. Try to get them to use reusable products. So are you doing any education like that too?
Yeah, so we have been doing some outreach, and one of our ongoing projects for the board this year was actually handing out reusable utensil capsules to students, so that they didn't have to use plastic utensils given out at the food courts on campus, and hopefully reducing our one-use plastic waste in that way.
How about in the area of energy, electricity, and natural gas consumption? Are there any outreach that's done there or any programs?
Yeah, so actually just a week or two ago, my director and I, with help from our student body president, we wrote a resolution asking the university to recommit to its carbon neutrality goal that it set for 2050 and to create a presidential task force of sorts to analyze how best we can take action to reduce our carbon footprint sooner rather than later, hopefully, kind of looking at carbon pricing systems and other things like that to reduce our energy use.
Great. How about on campus with respect to electricity consumption? Is the lighting still using incandescent bulbs or CFLs, or are you shifting over to LEDs and more efficient electrical appliances?
Yeah, so the university has been great about making the switch to LEDs, and we do have those in our own student government office as well. And it's also been nice. Students have actually come to us looking for funding so that they can implement more, energy-efficient items. A student group came to us looking for how they could get the transition light switches so that they can dim the lights in some of the buildings to use less energy that way. So students are really looking for ways to be more sustainable on campus.
Great. How did you get on the board? And who is on the board? Is it both students and faculty and administrative?
Yeah, so it's entirely students. We do have faculty advisors who are absolutely wonderful. But in terms of decision-making processes, it's really all student-run, which is great. And in terms of how I got on the board, I just saw that opportunity and knew it was exactly what I wanted to do, so I just went out on a limb and applied, and that really paid off.
That's great. So in the last few minutes now, let's turn to you as a student. You're majoring both in chemistry and environmental sustainability. What's interesting is that you were telling me yesterday that you graduated from Park City High in 2014?
2017.
That's right, 2017. That's why you're a sophomore. That
Uh-oh,
would
Chris.
Make perfect sense. but you didn't. But you know, the high school offers some classes in on the environment, etc. But you didn't take any of those classes, did you?
No. I've always been passionate about the environment, but somehow I just couldn't fit that AP environmental class into my schedule.
Okay, but that didn't lessen your passion, and now you're taking classes in sustainability. What kind of classes does that include?
Yeah, so currently I'm taking global climate change, which has been absolutely fascinating. Just kind of, you know, how our climate works and then how humans work within that system.
Mm-hmm.
And then last semester I took environmental justice, which was also really enlightening to see how, you know, these natural systems are really affecting the people who live, work, and play in it.
Okay. So you're looking at the environment from a social point of view and from a hard science point of view, and then perhaps you take classes on the water cycle or other air-related issues, et cetera. So I'm just trying to get a flavor of what sustainability includes.
Yeah, so you've got it about right. Moving forward, I'll take an environmental policy class,
right.
A challenges to global sustainability class, really trying to get well-rounded. I will also take an atmospheric chemistry class in a year or two and kind of look at, you know, the inversion and atmospheric health.
Okay. So with these with the coursework so far? You're just a sophomore. You still have time to figure this out. But do you have any sense of that you might want to pursue a professional career in the environmental field?
Yeah, so I haven't quite decided how I want to combine my two majors and what I want my career to look like, but I think there's really quite a few exciting options, whether it's, you know, paleoclimatology or atmospheric chemistry. There's lots of ways to go, and this summer I'll actually be doing some research over in Germany about how to store renewable energy in organic molecules, so I'm really looking forward to that and seeing where that takes me.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking the time, Julia, to join us this morning on This Green Earth. Julia Case, she's a sophomore at the University of Utah. And again, is there a website or so people can go to get all these events that are occurring down at the campus during this week?
Yeah, so you can go to sustainability.utah.edu or U of U Student Gov is our social media handle.
Okay. Fantastic. Julia, thank you again for taking the time this morning to get out of your classes and join us this morning on This Green Earth.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right.